Test 68, Section 2, Question 7. Here we're looking for the flaw in the argument. And as we look at it, we have the following statements. It's that several companies make herbal teas containing ginseng, assert that they're in their marketing that it counteracts the effects of stress, so ginseng counteracts stress, that they claim that. As a result, many people buy these hoping to improve their health, so they buy it hoping to improve their health. Yet no definitive scientific study links ginseng with the relief of stress, so it doesn't relieve stress. Thus, these marketing campaigns make false claims. Basically it's saying that they make false claims. Now, the thing here is, this is a case of a lack of evidence proving X does not mean that X is false. And so there is a lack of evidence proving that ginseng reduces stress, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't. It just means it hasn't been proven. So that's our problem. And so then we look through the answers. A, rejecting an argument because of its source. It doesn't reject it because of its source. It's a lack of evidence. That's the basis. Concludes that a claim is false merely on the grounds that it has not been shown to be true. Sounds exactly like what we said, so we'll hold on to that. Draws an inference on the basis of a sample that's likely to be unrepresentative. This was not a sampling problem. D, fails to address the possibility that many people buy herbal teas because they enjoy drinking the tea. Well, that doesn't matter. All we have to prove is that the marketing campaigns make false claims. It's not about whether or not that's the reason people buy it. Then E, fails to address the possibility that ingredients other than ginseng counteract the effects of stress. The problem here is that it's saying they make false claims in their marketing campaign because they assert that ginseng counteracts the effects. And so it doesn't matter whether others, other ingredients might do it. They are claiming ginseng does. And so that's the basis for the false advertising claim. So therefore, B is our best answer. It is a lack of evidence proving X is true does not constitute evidence that X is false. And so therefore, B.